Welcome back to Videorama, where we take your request for a topic and give you our recommendations. We received a message from a woman who has an addiction to porn. She'd like to ease the transition to quitting porn, so she's looking for recommendations for movies that have porn stars. My name is Linda, but you can call me Frank and Cheese. Or Frank and Gouda. I kind of like that. Frank and Gouda.
My name's Adrian, and I order the aid.
Well, that's good. I'm Donnie, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, yes. Donnie. Call upon your higher power.
Or something.
Oh, so what monstrosity do we have to deal with today?
I can't imagine.
I'm so glad you asked. I chose for my recommendation one of my favorite movies, and definitely my favorite movie by Frank Henenlotter, Frankenhooker. It's part of what messed Donnie and up as children. So yay. It's directed by Frank Henenlotter. You may know from his work for Basket Case and the Basket Case series, as well as Brain Damage.
By James Glickenhaus, director of The Exterminator, The Protector, and Shakedown and Slaughter of the Innocents, but not The Exterminator 2.
Yeah, that's a very important distinction.
What is?
Glickenhaus!
Exterminator 2 is much worse.
Well, good to know. So, yeah, it stars a couple people, but the porn actress in this is Heather Hunter, playing Chartreuse, who is the black sex worker who crawls through the door.
Sex worker at some point.
Yeah.
excuse me for being sensitive. Anyway, she's the one who crawls through the door and tries to open it before exploding.
Brilliant performance.
Yes, it really was.
She had to study at Juilliard for 4 years to appear in that scene.
Actually, she used to be a dancer on Soul Train. And she started her porn career on her 18th birthday. With Heather Hunter on fire.
Glad that she held back until her 18th birthday. It must have been difficult to wait. Like, Mommy, as soon as I'm legal, I'm going to display my body in pornographic material. Just you wait till you're 18, child.
But in 1990, she became the first black female porn star to be under contract when she signed with Vivid.
Yes.
Yeah, and in 1993, she starred in Frankenhunter, which IMD describes as, medical student Heather doesn't know what she's getting herself into when she joins a group of mad Transylvanian scientists who are trying to create the perfect woman. When she gets zapped with electricity, she goes sex mad. But you also may know her from Cream On and Screw the Right Thing. Heather Hunter, ladies and gentlemen.
Donnie, you're a bit of a porn connoisseur. Have you seen any of her work?
No, not hers particularly, no.
Okay.
She just did do a voice work in Grand Theft Auto.
That she did.
And it's good for her having a diverse career, yeah.
Yeah, she went on to music, and she even worked with Tupac. And now she's doing photography, and she actually created a book, Insatiable, not to be confused with Asa Akira's Insatiable Porn, A Love Story, which was written, I think, 7 years later. But it's a great book. But I have yet to read Heather Hunter's Insatiable, but I'm looking forward to it.
Heather Hunter, hunting for the things that she will never find again. Sorry.
Yours is a singular sense of humor.
Docking for life!
But yeah, it was part of Donnie and I's childhood. Like I said, part of what fucked us up. and in the most enjoyable way. So it's all about this this guy Jersey Boy, Jeffrey.
James Lawrence.
Yes, played by James Lawrence, unfortunately.
Street Trash.
Yes, I was gonna say his first work was in Street Trash.
I love him.
Unfortunately, he hasn't done much since then. Nothing.
Badly.
Nothing huge. Yeah.
He's had small parts in some bigger movies, though.
Yeah.
And big parts in smaller movies.
Some folks fit that way. You know, they're like, yeah. They're like, yeah.
Like the star of, God, what was the shitty medieval series? Deathstalker. Deathstalker 2. The guy who was the lead in that was also in Chopping Mall. He did a lot of 80s movies. A lot of
cheese movies. The IDGAF Deathstalker. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I remember kind of having a crush on James Lawrence, like, when we were kids, but then...
Well, he is
cute. I had a crush on everybody. Know. Yeah, that's true.
And very Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Jersey Boy.
Yeah. Have you found your perfect woman yet? Looking for some company?
Looking for some action? He is his fiance, his fiance, they're at a party and she's trying to lose weight. In fact, they put a fat
or her
suit.
Sweater is.
Yeah.
A little bit like the ice cream man, but that's okay.
They put a fat suit on her, on Patty Mullen, who played Elizabeth, the girlfriend. And Patty Mullen was actually I believe a Penthouse star. So she didn't do pornography.
People define pornography differently, though.
Yeah.
True, true, true. But yeah, she was Pet of the Year in 1987 for Penthouse. So yeah, she's no stranger to showing bits. But and now she actually has a line of clothes. So go Patty Mullen. Yeah, good for her. She's making something of herself. But anyways, so. James Lawrence, who's also his character Jeffrey, is also a med student, and he makes experiments. I don't know, like inventions, and creates.
He's also an electrician.
Yeah, and he invents the brain with an eyeball from the movie poster to the brain that wouldn't die. The movie that this is more or less an homage to.
And he may have been kicked out of 3 medical schools, but she would still let him operate on her.
Yes.
well, he's gonna be my husband. Of course I'll let him take me apart and put me together again.
Donnie's been consumed by a cat.
Donnie, that's not your face.
Donnie!
Send help.
Donnie!
Send help. That's a real love nugget.
Send it's help.
Like intergalactic cat.
You need a big fat cuddle whore there.
She is a fluffy cuddle whore.
Oh.
She's like, I'll take you to hell.
Find us all.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I hope Donnie survives and remains a real person in our reality.
I will.
But yeah, so he makes a remote-controlled lawnmower
for her dad.
Yeah, and she's so busy, like, check it out, Dad! And like, you can control the speed!
And it's right behind me, and I'm not even gonna look, Dad!
And he keeps saying, hey, you get out of the way! You gotta back off! You gotta get out of the way! And so, yeah, she is destroyed by...
That wasn't enough for her left to fry an egg with.
Apparently, except for her head, which had gone missing. I love the news story, they referred to her as girthful.
Yeah.
Girthful girl. But now I know what my obituary is going to be like. But
is that what you're going to call your clothing line once you retire from porn?
Girthful. But robust lady. But
oh, utterly awesome.
Anyway, so he vows to bring her back, and he looks for he gets a lot of money and makes super crack. Well,
you're missing a couple things there. He had a dinner with his beloved beheaded fiance her big toe.
Right. And he's
went
got her
over different body types for her. And
oh yeah, he had the little scrapbook
centerfolds that she could have her head on. So this she's a severed head that he's holding on to. So this is kind of the sequel to Seven. Right now.
I guess, yeah, if you want to take it there. Okay.
And, you know, speaking of Ms. Paltrow, there's a part where her head's on the table and he's pouring wine into her deceased mouth. So in that scene, what would you call the stuff that drips back out of her neck hole onto the tablecloth?
The wine?
But it's passed through her, so it's something else now. No, I think now you have to call it goop.
I guess.
God damn it, Adrian.
Worked all night on that, did you? It's just wine. It just went down her throat hole that he's fucking.
No, there's a word for food that's in your throat. There's another word as it goes down. It's like a meteor and an asteroid, you know, the meteoroid, meteorite. You know, you gotta use the proper word at the proper time. Donnie.
Adrian.
Proper.
You don't be afraid of it, Adrian. It's okay.
I won't be afraid of your big cat there. How about that?
You shouldn't. She's too.
Intergalactic space cat who can bring you into the nether region
from rats.
She will take
you to the
zero
called the radioactive cats
and rats.
I'm sure there was that.
But
think about me.
So okay. Yes.
So yeah, and he ends up making super crack that was meant to kill crack addicted hookers.
This is a great setup, though, because he's watching this Morton Downey Jr. type, and he's talking about, it's like, oh, so you want the government to pay for it, huh? You crackheads? And he's like, no, don't laugh. This crack's killing them, but this super crack will kill them painlessly.
Yeah. A hamster or a gerbil.
Remember,
guinea pig. I think
his moral compass is out of control, so he's got to drill holes in his head and his brain to try to justify
it. Relax.
And it's like, well, nobody's forcing him. I'm just putting lethal crack in their presence. They could just say no. Thank you, Nancy Reagan.
What do you call that? Isn't it like timpani or something, or like drilling a hole in your skull?
It's a great idea.
It's like there was a word for it.
We're dealing with medievalism here.
It's like, damn it, because they used to do that. Trepenning. Trepenning? Yeah. But
I'm learning something today.
Don't do it, kids.
Teen suicide.
Don't do it. Teenage trepenning. Don't do it. He creates the super crack that makes a guinea pig explode. And he works a deal with Zorro the pimp and gets a bunch of prostitutes together. And are you guys happy? I used the word hooker and prostitute.
Thank you.
You're using it appropriately.
You couldn't avoid hooker. It's in the title.
A hookah. Or I could do it the It's Always Sunny way with Frank and just say a whore. So he gets a bunch of prostitutes together to pick the perfect woman. And he decides that he can't go through with it. He can't kill somebody.
Well, and there's also just too many good parts.
There's just too many good parts.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't match. Ah, Mutton Jeff.
Yes. And that's the scene with our Heather Hunter. Although, why he's looking at non-white girls for his white girlfriend's body.
I thought you'd be fine. This is diversity. Man. This is what you talk about.
Modern man in the 1980s. Yes. He's not going to stop at that, you know.
Give her black boobs.
Look, the mad doctor in The Brain That Wouldn't Die, he was racist because he was only looking at white ladies to slap his girlfriend's head on. But you know, not Dr. Jeffrey.
No.
I mean, if I could have black boobs.
The doctor would have somebody open.
Punch you in them? What?
I would just go get a mammogram. Oh. So, anywho, he tells them, like, he can't go through with it, and they're like, well, you've got to pay us. So he throws his, he tells them, like, to go through his medicine bag and go ahead and take the money, take whatever.
Yeah, you, like, you don't want the money there. Take the money. That's all you care about. Take it.
And so they find his super crack.
A huge Ziploc bag of super crack.
Look, girls, the party ain't over yet. Hey!
Like, no, you don't want that. It's not quite. No, it's bad.
They really love crack.
They really, really do.
Not that music. It's the devil's music.
Yeah. And it is. They're making fun of backwards medicine and stuff.
It's going to tell you what to do. Oh, that's a bad thing.
Anyone got a pipe?
So they all smoke this super crack and they all explode into bits.
It's really funny. One after another, you can see them blowing up.
And the main prostitute's head goes straight for Zorro and knocks him out.
Just he's opening the door.
That was just brilliant. But he takes these parts and he finally builds his woman back. And
using the formula that he devised, which is estrogen based. Yes. That's why he can only bring women back from the dead. It's an important point, and for some reason it's purple. This is the purplest movie since Purple Rain or Batman and Robin.
You know, that's more in line with your goop.
Yeah. I love that's the goop. Where he's like E equals MC squared.
You get the diagram of the woman, and he's putting all the electronic bits for what he's going to fill in and connect them up. That was actually James Glickenhaus's hand, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then when he's measuring the girl's ass, I think, it's like, and divide by pi. Yeah.
It's probably awesome.
MC vagina.
Yes. Oh, I love the boob and the nipple, because it's that scene where it goes, awesome, utterly awesome, not buoyancy.
Just across the river, there's body parts on sale all over the place.
But yeah, so he brings his girlfriend back to life. However, she now has the mind of the head prostitute there. And
the lightning passed through the fridge full of dead.
Yeah, she kind of incorporated all their death personas.
Yeah.
She's like, looking for a date? Looking for some action? Got money?
Money, Elizabeth, it's me.
I don't have money. Yes.
Can't say anything. It's like, Jersey boy here, doctor, wants to play doctor with all of you.
But his name is Dr. Jersey Boy, but you can call him Jeffrey.
She's in platform pumps. She comes back to life in a purple hooker outfit.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Exaggerated purple nipples.
I think that might be part of the reason I wanted purple hair when I dyed my hair. So for a movie being called Frankenhooker, there's very little of Frankenhooker.
But there's a lot of hookers. There's different parts of hookers.
There's plenty of hookers. Besides, she really makes her mark when she's, you know, running around Manhattan trying to get a date, you know.
Yeah.
Looking for some action?
What are you, some kind of Swede? You speaking Swedish here?
It's Times
Square.
And because it's so topical now on Twitter with people wondering if Batman would go down on a supervillain as they cut out a scene with him going down on Catwoman, a man does go down on Frankenhooker and he dies.
Yeah.
He's electrocuted explodes. Through vaginal yeah. contact.
Yeah, for some reason she's so powerful that the one guy that she takes to bed, like, he's just a severed head himself by the end of that.
Yeah, it happens.
But right before that, you get this amazing sound clip I got for you, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, honey, look at this thing.
Yeah,
that was totally in there.
It's a trauma trademark.
Girl, in New York, there's prostitutes, y'all.
The guy explodes and chaos ensues in the Huevos Rancheros, Huevos Grande, where she goes. And then Zorro is just like, that's my bitch.
Some of her.
It's like, yeah. She's got my mark. That's my bitch.
And yeah. And he says, Crystal. Like, come on. And Dr. Jeffrey, he finds her, brings her back to his place, his lab, and he tries to like hit her with electricity again, and she's finally back to being Elizabeth in her mind, but then
he succeeded at shocking her with electricity.
Yes.
That's Elizabeth Shelley, by the way.
Shelley.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, a little grisly nod to Miss Shelley.
It's mostly to bring the wooden die, but.
Zorro, who is not the gay blade in this.
Don't you dare call him that.
And he gets a machete and, slices off Jeffrey's head, and Jeffrey wakes up and he's like, but, and she says, I brought you back.
Hold on.
You're missing a step.
You forgot the most amazing scene in the movie.
Yeah.
What happened to Zorro?
What happened? Did he live a nice life of being a pimp with crack?
And he lived happily ever after. All the ladies that he had before in his stable, and they all emerge from the fridge. Or what's left of them. The parts that have melted together. And all the special effects, and then that's what sucks Zorro in, and then the hand reaches out and grabs the crack.
And asks for a crack pipe, or a stem, and there's also the walking vagina mouth treater with big titties.
Yes!
There's no vagina, like just a mouth.
Yes, it's very, very high society, that's what I was thinking.
And then there's that twist you were about to introduce, yeah.
Yeah, so she says, you left very detailed notes, Jeffrey.
I had to work with what parts I had.
Yeah, he says, but it only works on women parts.
And now he's got the boobs in his Johnson.
And he had the twitching animatronic hands that just go, in like one spot. Because like, my boobs and my vag.
Yeah.
Where did my Johnson go?
Mr. Johnson had to go. Frankenhooker,
everybody. It's
80
amazing.
80 Minutes of Joy. The kind of movie that could only happen back in the day because they won't allow that anymore because we don't have humor Kaufman. Anymore.
Yes, thank you, Lloyd Kaufman, for making it a possibility.
Yeah, so this debuted in April of 1990 at the Houston International Film Festival. And went into general release on June 1st, 1990. And it cost the $2.5 million and made the $205,000.
Yeah.
Because fuck you, audiences. What else were you going to see?
Yeah.
It was a different time.
No, that's not. It's like, well, you know, I could go see Frankenhooker. I mean, that movie sounds pretty boss, but I think instead, I'll see Driving Miss Daisy. Yeah. Yeah, I'll catch Frankenhooker on video.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Donnie and I made the right decision.
Yeah. Fox Art sells your movies.
You stood on each other's shoulders, got an adult trench coat, and went to the theater together.
One adult, please.
One adult person for Frankenhooker, please.
A hooker, which is a thing I have paid for many times, as I am an adult.
I have a liquid lunch and a mortgage. I'm an adult, see?
Oh, mother of pearl. So, yeah, Frankenhooker's initial release was delayed because of difficulty obtaining an R rating from the MPAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to cut out one of the hooker explosions. They had to go down from seven hooker explosions to six. It's kind of like Hellraiser. That... It's like okay, two thrusts is love, three is pornography. Yeah. All the things in that movie, there's the MPAA for you.
Are we doing away with intros to sections, Donnie?
Oh.
Yeah, Adrian's going to introduce that because no one gave a shit this time.
The internet is for porn.
For porn. Yeah. So I guess it's time for Kesa Explains It All?
Who's Kesa? Who the fuck is that one? It says Linda explains things. Linda knows.
A queso? Like, you best bring me a queso, Scott.
Queso, yeah. Give me some cheese.
You got a queso, bitch.
A raging queso.
Here, I'll do it for you. Linda knows things. What? I can know things?
Why do I sound like an old squidbilly?
Because you are.
That's just how women love you.
Fresh
need to
because fuck you, Whole Foods.
God damn it. yeah, so it was delayed. And the director said that one of the representatives of the ratings board actually said in a phone call to the secretary for the production company, quote, "Congratulations, you're the first film rated S." And she said, "S for sex?" And they said, "No, S for shit." Clearly, they did not know aught.
Yeah, we're the shit. No, you are shit.
We here at the MPAA, we love quality films like Zapped and Zapped Again.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like you could single this out as shit in 1990. That's amazing.
I know. And Bill Murray was quoted as saying, quote, "If you see one movie this year, it should be Frankenhooker."
He's right.
He was
very
right.
Very rare thing for him. But
Dario Argento also spoke very well of this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It was one of his favorite movies of the year. They interviewed him.
Ah, yeah. Bless Argento.
Yeah, back then anyway.
Yeah, back then. But,
although apparently he's going to be in a Casper No movie.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. So Louise Lasser, who plays Jeffrey's mother,
bananas.
I fucking love her. She also played Mary Hartman and Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
She had a very sad decline.
But I love her in this. The I'm hoping it's not too long, but I've got a sound clip that I wanted to share.
Okay.
Because it's fucking amazing. All right. Here we go.
Oh, Jeffrey. I'm worried about you.
Yeah, well, so am I, Ma. Something's happening to me that I just don't understand. I can't think straight anymore. Like, my reasoning is all twisted and distorted, you know? I seem to be disassociating myself from reality more and more each day. I'm antisocial. I'm becoming dangerously amoral. I've lost the ability to distinguish between right from wrong, good from bad. I'm scared, Ma. I mean, I feel like sometimes I'm plunging headfirst into some kind of black void of sheer, utter madness or something.
Do you want a sandwich?
No, thanks.
I love that so much. Because I feel like that would be any one of our responses.
Want a sandwich?
Do you want a sandwich?
Apparently she had to read from cue cards.
Yeah, because she was super sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in one part, they had to have one of the crew members be a body double for her while she was supposed to be acting with him. They just, like, shot the body double from behind. But she was super sick, and her voice was, like, all hoarse, and, yeah. So. But yeah, I know that this is one of the first movies where Frank Henenlotter actually tried to use the union actors, but there weren't many union actors who were willing to show their tatas. So a lot
of prudes.
I know, right? And a lot of the sex workers, when he's driving around town, and looking at all the sex workers in the area, most of those are real sex workers that they got on video while going by.
The sequel they made to Ken Russell's Horror, that's how they got around paying actors. They just hired a bunch of real whores.
I mean,
didn't actually see that one. Imagine a lot of people haven't.
But, I mean, you know, like Heather Hunter was obviously one of the heroes that are willing to show their boobies. So, and I guess that takes us to the first Linda's Pizza Pecker. So, yes, we have nudity. Finally, we have nudity. So much nudity. There are boobies and nipples galore, and there are buttocks. Unfortunately, no male nudity unless you count his male head on a woman's body.
So, on point of fact, we did not peep a pecker in this
movie. We did not, no. But we kind of, sort of, almost peeped a badger.
Okay. I'm sure we'll have an exposed penis category at some point, and then we'll have plenty of fuel for this.
And that'll be another section, yes.
Maybe we could do a Boogie Nights.
You're Lawrence a bright, Olivier's penis. Star. Patrick Stewart's penis. Richard Burton's penis.
Jeffrey, everybody's doing it. like one can hope. So, did you guys have any notes on the movie?
One interesting note, I don't know if you knew this, Henenlotter was one of two writers on this movie, and actually the other writer, Bob Martin, was the original editor of Fangoria.
No shit. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's true. He was from 1979 to 1986. So that was before he worked on this. Oh. But yeah. So kind of an interesting tidbit there.
Yeah.
Johnny's an old Fangoria fan, and I am kind of a fan just because I wanted to be cool like Donnie.
But then they see the movies that Fangoria produced.
I mean,
some okay ones.
I don't know. I saw that one where the guy falls in love with a siren and then goes back in time to medieval times.
Oh, okay.
God, I don't remember the name of that one. I just remember it had a lot of vomit in it. And I'm like, there sure is a lot of vomit in this movie.
Yeah, well, somewhere, Satanic Panic was one they did. That was a pretty fun one. That's okay, still haven't seen her.
Oh, but, yeah.
Also, one they did that was actually kind of fun. It was a recent one. Well, not recent, but like 7 years ago recent. Axed. That one was a really fun one.
Mm. Okay.
I just remember it being a fun one.
It was this fun, suburban, bitchy Karen moms doing devil shit.
As they do. As they are Satan's agents. I just remember in high school everybody was talking about iZombie. Where the guy jerked his own dick off his body.
Ew.
Yeah.
Not the show iZombie.
This is the trouble with titles, is that people use them more than once, and you have to be like me, where you're repetitive, and you have to be very specific. You have to say, like, no, that's not the separate piece, it's a separate piece.
The response still stands for either iZombie.
Yeah. Oh, is the show also stupid?
Yes.
Okay.
I love it, but whatever.
People are too into zombies. It's like, zombies are funny. Yeah. It's a zombie each died. It's like, zombies aren't supposed to be funny. They're supposed to be repellent, horrific, undead things that cannot be stopped.
Not so much, at least for me, it's not so much about her being a zombie. It's about her character, and it's Rose MacGyver. So, I mean, I fucking love her.
Why you enjoy it? That's fine.
In one of the updated Lifetime movies of the Flowers in the Attic.
Oh, I didn't see the other Flowers in the Attic. I just saw the classic Flowers in the Attic.
Yeah. Your loss.
Look at me, mother. Look at your children. Stay away.
Ah! Eat the cookie, mother. But, yeah, also I should say that Lorenz, the guy who played, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Said that, Hidden Water ended up having to, they were running low for their budget, although they had a pretty damn big budget.
For what it is, it's a pretty big budget, especially for what it is.
Yeah. Exactly. But I guess they kind of blew it on other things, and some super crack.
I said, "Goddamn!" Fun fact: the super crack was real. Yeah,
it's real.
But he said that he remembered the guy. They had to call in a favor of a pyrotechnic guy, and it was unlicensed pyrotechnics, according to them. And anyway, he said that one of his memories of the movie was the guy setting up the pyrotechnics and telling him, quote, don't worry, it's maybe safe.
I believe they talked about this in one of Lloyd Kaufman's books.
Mm. Yeah.
It's nearly good looking, the Lloyd Kaufman story.
Yeah.
But yeah, I fucking love it, so whatever. But I am
very amused by this movie. Yeah.
It is a very good movie, yes.
But apparently, Lorenz.
Did you know that one of the actresses in it did pornography? Did you know that?
Oh my stars!
What?
That should be one of the movies we're talking about for that very reason.
Yeah. How do you fail at that? I don't know.
I agree. But also, Jeffrey had to, like, I guess he was like strapped into that table for the final scene. Hours on end, and he had to like pee in Dixie cups or coffee cups.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, I've had worse jobs.
You got apparently to be an actor, you have to have a little bit of self-discipline, especially if you're doing anything with makeup effects, you know.
Yeah.
Like even not good movies with makeup effects, like shit like Lost in Space or Battlefield Earth, they're like spending like 7 hours to get somebody into shitty makeup.
Mm. True.
Like, was this worth it? Make a puppet. You don't even need John Travolta. Battlefield Earth with Muppets.
This is Turo. Exterminate fan animals.
Oh, also, Patty Mullins was talking about, apparently. One of the Johns was David Lippman, who also played a pervert in Glickman's The Exterminator. And like you were talking about before, but anyway, I guess in the commentary, sorry, I've been drinking already. I've been pre-gaming. But in the commentary for the special edition of Frankenhooker, Lorenzo's talking about how he's also the Miracle Whip man. The pervert. So.
That just makes sense.
But yeah. So, Frankenhooker, it's a classic. I love it. You should love it too.
Frankenhooker. Frickin' hooker.
Donnie, were you able to find any reviews?
Yes, I was. And he's been kicked. Oh, God. That was a title. This movie is so, so stupid that it wasn't worth the money, so I gave it to my ex-boyfriend. This is the worst thing I have ever seen. People are giving it a pass because it's supposed to be so bad it's funny. No, I am sick of people giving movies like this a pass. No, it's 100% crap. Never watch it. Well, just don't. And my really favorite one, because it's very artistic, I do not recommend at all. Movie not worth the disc it's made on. This movie really, really, really sucked.
Really, oh, really, really sucked then. Yeah.
They didn't say awful, they just said all a fool.
All a fool?
All a
fool. A-W-L-F-U-L.
Hang about here, lads. This has all a fool in it.
So,
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's always funny when somebody calls something the worst movie they've ever seen, and they're just sort of ratting themselves out. It's like, I've seen 5 movies ever.
Yeah.
It's like, if Frankenhooker is the worst thing you've seen, either you have weird things that set you off, like, oh, I just can't watch a movie with prostitutes in it. I feel uncomfortable, you know.
Well, what's worse is I have seen the trailer, therefore this movie is amazing, and you can't tell me otherwise. It's going to fucking be awesome.
It's going to blow your asshole.
It's going to tongue it, you know.
Yeah. Which, to my understanding from the hookers in the movie cost about
$350. It was a bargain.
Apparently. So,
well, you know, we're in the Pacific Northwest, and according to a friend of mine who knows the ladies of the evening, the most inexpensive ladies of the evening in the country are right here. So plan that road trip today.
Yeah, and this is
Washington is for lovers.
This is something I love about trauma films, because it's something that was in the making of the Citizen Toxie. It's one of the bad people they have is a woman with supersized breast who just like mashes her breast into people's heads. Like, just bashes them into people. Like, this is supposed to be painful.
You've got to use them.
She was talking about how absolutely stupid the set was, and the actors, the director, Lloyd Kaufman was, how fed up they were with it. And she actually said, and I love this line, that I earn more money letting men naked slap my tits and punch them for real than I do for the shit that I'm putting up with here.
But now you're famous.
Yes, now you're Hollywood Video famous.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. And I remember, too, one of the actresses was, like, complaining. She's like, this girl, like, beat me with her breast, and they hurt so bad. Shut your face. Well, you're an actor.
I remember there was a while ago where some guy was, I don't remember what state it was, but some guy sued a stripper because she was doing the Mickey Mouse ears on his head.
Yeah.
And apparently she injured him.
Well, I was going to say.
She injured him.
Two fun stories.
There's a porn actress that recently died, and it was funny because she was in the news for being arrested because after having sex with her boyfriend who invited her to his house, she decided to go and look on her phone to Instagram or something. He thought that was rude, so he told her she can go ahead and leave. So she punched him and busted open his lip, and he called the cops on her for it.
Don't people just have the best relationships? You know, they isn't do. Love grand?
They do. God, I appreciate things like that. I mean, they were both in the right. I mean, he was like, you know, if you're not gonna be on, if you're gonna be on your phone, not talk to me, then leave. But at the same time, she's also right for punching the shit out of his face. Like, I mean, I just sucked your dick. Pow.
Dick, pow.
Yeah. Like, in your face.
Face. So, do you guys have anything for script doctors?
Script doctors!
Robots
in disguise? You'll get caught up in it.
Adrian, do you...
Oh, 7-2, taking it to the streets. Brad Pitt is broken out of captivity. And he's got just one mission in life, reassemble Gwyneth Paltrow at all costs and have her bear her Franken child.
Want a candle? Look
for the ghost of John Doe says no, but Brad Pitt says hell yes.
This is three bottles.
He had to make her at a real hook of parts. Expect
seven more.
This is the sequel we deserve.
It's not the sequel so. We want. Donnie, did you have anything?
In the follow-up to the wildly successful film Frankenhooker, two eastbound truckers are on the haul of a lifetime when tragedy strikes and the pair end up in a collision course with destiny. After a head-on collision leaves the two blown apart, a local college electrician turned practicing surgeon is able to bring the brothers back together to complete their last haul.
Oh my God.
Kevin Film presents a Frank Hinnenlotter classic starring the Barbarian twins as Franken Trucker. Two heads are better than one.
AKA Think Bigger.
Yeah.
Once I knew.
It's got to be a Franken truck, too, okay? Not just their bodies. You got to Franken it all up.
Damn it.
Well, yeah, you can do like the, you know, both heads on one body, or one head is on the truck and the other is on the body driving the truck.
Chicken bone. Lucky chicken bone.
Oh, it's just sad that one of the brothers sadly passed away. Otherwise, this could have happened.
Man, everybody's dying. The porn stars.
65 or 66?
Ed Beatty died.
Shit. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Ed Beatty died, dude. It's fucked up.
Today?
No, a while back. It was
2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Damn. I just totally missed it. Son of a bitch.
I mean, all I can say is when you buy our Patreon, you better fucking have the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. It's not a threat. It's just, you know.
There's a lot of holes in the forest of Washington. A lot of problems in clearing those holes.
Yeah, there's a reason that Ted Bundy was able to run amok for so long out here.
Yeah.
I mean, you want
to plan this away from people, because if some asshole stumbles upon you with you got a hole in a body in it, you're going to be out there another couple fucking hours digging two holes.
We had us that here Green River Killer? Yes, sir.
We also have Martin Scorsese wandering the woods now and then, so you got to worry about that.
Well, I can do a woman's face, you should see.
Did Ted Bundy live it for some time in that treehouse, or was that a different?
No, that was the bank robber guy. It's different.
Yeah.
The one with the girlfriend and the house built on seven trees. Yeah, on the wood by Evergreen. Yeah.
Mm. But we have
all kinds of fucking criminals up here.
I mean, like
people like to murder.
We're just putting it out there. I mean. You know, we're a podcast trying to educate you.
I had somebody, a video store. From Florida ask me the other day if they went outside, if they were going to attack, get attacked by bears and wolves. Because they thought possible. It was like Alaska up here.
Just come for the evergreens, stay for the murder.
Yeah.
We have coyotes in our yard, but that's about it.
Yeah. Oh, in downtown, you've got cougars.
Hanging out in the
come
bar.
A little closer, you five cod stud.
I can't laugh too much because that might be me someday soon.
Are you gonna? Well, okay, that fits. You're gonna murder your husband. You're gonna be a Washingtonian. You're gonna murder him. That poor Carlo.
I mean, he is 10 years older than I am. So I mean, I just gotta keep him in good health.
I'll go buy you some flowers, Carlo. It'll be a nice funeral, I promise.
I'm gonna build him a new body out of hookers.
I'll make some sausages out of his body. It'll be perfect.
Well, if you're gonna make some sausages, you better throw some Burger King in there while you're at it, and some KFC.
No. No Burger King.
My script doctors is seriously simple. I just want to see a musical version. I mean, that's all I want. I, you know, some people want to watch the world burn. I'm apparently one of them. So,
I just like to watch porn.
Porn. So, did we learn anything?
Fat girls eat pretzels, apparently.
Yeah.
You got a real fat girl who eats pretzels.
That was a fun scene. She just jammed a whole handful of pretzels in her mouth.
I gotta stop doing that, apparently.
Like, you better cut back on those, sweetheart.
Everybody tells her that, too. Like, I'm saying this for your own good.
Yeah. Like, whoa, Heffa.
I need the table for coleslaw.
Yeah. Yes. I learned that if you do crack, you shouldn't listen to the devil's music because, you know, it's a bad combination. You'll start, you know, it'll tell you what to do and it's not good.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Yeah, and don't smoke crack that you find.
Yeah,
and always
you gotta trust and know your crack dealer because they're looking out for you.
Trust your crack source.
Yeah, don't go for super crack, just normal crack.
Always take the yellow cake from the man you meet in the men's room.
De-doo-doo.
Yeah.
And smoking crack is half the battle. I guess now's the time to say please listen, follow, rate, and review Videorama on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
It helps us so much. If you review us, it will get you a shout out on air. So please do. Also, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/VideoramaPod. And, of course, you probably already know that's VideoramaPod. Remember, you can find Videorama at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, maybe? I know we're at least on Twitter. At
it's
Videorama
based on the book, Rendezvous with Videorama.
Yeah. But you can find us there at Videorama P, and not, like, P as in...
urination.
The extra E is for, well.
Yes.
I want to sample Donnie say
urination. Urination comes out of your urethra.
I want to know with your opinion.
That is actually a good PTS, a good message for people is that urine in the female body does not come out of the same hole that the penis enters into the canal.
That's true. You cannot just pee after sex, ladies, and have the sperm go out. It's an entirely different hole.
Unless you want a VD or something, you know, that's okay.
I told you about that dipshit that I used to be friends with, right?
Yes.
She thought she was a fucking genius because she came up with this birth control method. Like peeing after sex.
Semen sees the body as a series of ones and zeros.
Yeah, we had to show her a diagram. This is where you pee. This is where babies come.
Did you think that the a baby was just in the bladder?
The vaginal canal.
If he's putting it in your pee hole, you're doing it wrong.
Or he's a very, very special man.
He's doll man.
Yeah. At that point, you're just lucky it didn't enter the navel.
It's a Videorama, the letter P. And you can visit our website someday at videoramapod.com. I just got to get my shit together and get it going on. And you can write to us at videoramapod@gmail.com. If you visit our Twitter account at VideoramaP, you could take part in a poll to vote on who presented the best movie in the theme this month when we're finished with it. You get to decide who's Employee of the Month, so check it out. And check out my other podcast about witches in history and stories of all media, Bedknobs and Broomflicks. That's Broomflicks. You know we're enjoyable because, much like some of the ladies of this movie, we got licks in the end. Eh.
Also, much check like out how we're entertaining because we've got pee.
It's sterile.
You might say we're golden. also check me out as Lila in Dispatches of Disassociation and as Patrice and Lieutenant Murphy in Coyote's Bluff. Adrian, where can the people find you?
Oh, I'm still dwelling over there on the deviantart.com under the Leo the Fox, LEOTHEFOX. I got over 3,000 artworks and stories on there. You should go investigate that various shits. Most recently, I've got some fan art of the movie Phantasm. I also have stuff on my Patreon, which is also under Leo the Fox. You should show up on there, and for as little as $1 a month, you could see super secret artworks! And I'm on YouTube as A.A. Smith, and there's some shit on there, too. You can hear me complain about books that you've never heard of, but then you'll know for sure it was okay to avoid them.
Aw, shit. Donnie, where can people find you and your shit house of filth?
Well, since you mentioned it, I'm a raccoon, so I live in a trash can. I'm also Unreal Goals on Twitter, Stilgar the Twi'lek on Instagram. I, too, am also Unreal Goals on the YouTube, where I do radio stuff and complain about shit when I get drunk. I also was in the Coyote's Muff, same as my sister. I was also the lead in the production by Cinema Recall of Night of the Living Dead, where Linda also was there for a phone operator. So yeah, that's where you can find me.
Phone operator.
Yeah. Hookers
and
more.
Help me place this call.
Adrian, what's your recommendation for this customer?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you asked. My recommendation is
you're supposed to actually say it. You don't freeze frame, you dickless wonder. You actually have to say.
Adrian, are you okay? Adrian,
he's having a
big
stroke.
Guy? What? Oh no, not again! Adrian!
Hello, potential listeners. My name is The Vern, and I'm the host of the Cinema Recall Podcast. On most shows, myself, along with some great guests, we will talk about a movie and then some of the most iconic moments that happened in said movie. On top of that, you'll get bonus shows where I will give you short reviews about new and classic movies, or I'll just rant and rave about something going on in the entertainment industry. So come check us out. We're available on Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, most other places. Don't forget to follow us on social media. On Twitter, we are at @cinema_recall. And then on Facebook, Instagram, we are Cinema Recall Podcast. Don't forget to email us your ad spots to play on future episodes. That email is cinemarecall@gmail.com. Hope to see you around, and thank you very much for listening.